In this bulletin, tens of thousands strike across Australia to demand stronger action on climate change. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says his trip to the US will strengthen bilateral ties. And in tennis, the latest from the Laver Cup tournament. With the latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Hundreds of thousands of people have gathered around Australia for a strike in favour of stronger action on climate change. The global strike for climate is taking place in 110 towns and cities across Australia, with organisers demanding government and business commit to a target of net zero carbon emissions by 2030. They're also campaigning for a transition to 100% renewable energy. Aboriginal rights activist Gadrian Husan was one of the many speakers at the Sydney rally. He says climate change impacts rural communities.
Give us hope. How can this government ignore all of us all around the world? But who is suffering the most? Us in remote community.
Senior government figures have criticised the strike. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack's labelled it as a disruption. Protests have also kicked off in Pacific Island nations, with large crowds turning out in Vanuatu, the Solomon Islands, Kiribati and the French territory of New Caledonia. Low-lying states in the region are on the front line of climate change and battling already some of its worst impacts. Rising sea levels pose an existential threat to nations like Tuvalu, where some residents have already been forced to relocate. Regional leaders met there for the Pacific Islands Forum last month, where Australia drew blame for stifling a statement on stronger climate action. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's looking forward to deepening the bilateral ties Australia has with the US as he arrived in Washington, D.C., Australia's role in helping America combat Chinese expansion in the Indo-Pacific and Iranian aggression in the Middle East will also be high on the agenda when the two leaders meet at the White House. The visit will include the signing of a memorandum of understanding involving Australia assisting the US to return to the moon and a joint plan on rare earth and critical minerals. Mr. Morrison says Australia is a partner the US can rely on.
There are many larger, I suppose more powerful friends that America has, but they know they do not have a more sure and steadfast friend than Australia. And so I'm looking forward to spending time with our American friends here over the next few days and celebrating our tremendous relationship.
Still overseas, and a decline in immunisation rates is being blamed for an outbreak of polio in the Philippines that has re-emerged for the first time in 19 years. Officials declared a nationwide polio outbreak after at least two cases were reported, including one affecting a three-year-old girl. The virus has also been found in Manila's sewage system and in waterways in the country's third largest city. The potentially deadly infectious disease causes paralysis and has no cure.
It's a something that everybody has to be careful about, and the solutions are clear, and they need to bring their children for immunization. And another practical point that I'd like to underscore is the importance of washing your hands regularly.
To sport, and the Laver Cup tournament begins in Geneva, Switzerland today. The team-based competition will see Team World take on Team Europe in 3 days of singles and doubles matches. Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer, Alexander Zverev and more are part of Team Europe, the tournament favourites. Australian Nick Kyrgios, John Isner and Taylor Fritz are among those representing Team World. Let's check out Saturday's weather now. Partly cloudy in Perth, 20 degrees, 15 degrees in Adelaide with rain easing. Showers in Melbourne, 20. Showers also for Hobart and 21, much the same for Canberra, 21. Similar conditions in Wollongong, 23. Sunny weather in Sydney, 25, much the same in Newcastle, 27. Possible morning shower in Brisbane, 26. It's sunny in Cairns, 29. And it's also sunny in Darwin, where it's 32 degrees tomorrow. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.